Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Green Future Podcast, where we talk about all things eco-friendly and how to prevent climate change. In today's episode, we will discuss what can and cannot be composted with Hall Recycled Compost at Groundwork RI.
Many items can be composted, but there are also a lot of non-compostable ways to be aware of. That is what we are here to talk about today. There are many misconceptions and confusions on this topic. One of the most common mistakes that people make when composting is not taking off fruit stickers. These little guys can be a huge problem for composting because they are made out of plastic. Fruit stickers make it very hard for the composters at Harvest Cycle Compost because they have to individually peel off each sticker.
Another misconception is that pizza boxes are compostable. These seem to always end up in composting bins, but that's not really where they belong. Although cardboard can normally be composted on its own, the grease in the pizza makes the cardboard unusable.
Another thing that you cannot compost are plants that are harmful or poisonous. These plants can be harmful to your compost. You should also avoid weeds, which produce an abundant amount of seeds.
Weeds can't be composted because they may not be killed during the composting process. Poisonous plants can't be composted because the toxins take years to dissipate and may be harmful in large amounts. Some examples of these plants are poison ivy, hogweed, pokeweed, sumac, and wild parsnip. If you are not sure, make sure to look it up before you add it to your compost.
One of the most harmful things to add to your compost is a diseased plant. Some signs that plants are diseased are that they have spots, dead or dying tissue, fuzzy spores, bumps, bulges, and irregular coloration on fruits. These diseases could spread into the composted soil and therefore spread to other plants that are planted in that soil. So make sure to check your plants are healthy before composting them.
If you have any other questions, go to Groundwork RI's website, click Programs, and find Harvest Cycle's page. Harvest Cycle provides a more detailed list of what can and cannot be composted with them there. Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Green Future. And do consider composting with Harvest Cycle Compost to help do your part for our environment and our future.
Thank you.